brought up the chair a number of times, but we've also seen a change of government. It's the last time it was brought up. So I think as a new councillor, I plan to put the issue back on the agenda, try and put a new perspective to it. I hope to bring a cross-party delegation, representatives from all parties in the show, as well as senior officials to meet the new minister, Simon Coveney, whose department oversees the policing of the Greencastle Breakwater, to try and put forward a case that this vital project should be put forward, or should be completed as soon as possible.
Now, one of the points that you and other members are making is that in its present state, far from being a help, this could be a hindrance and even a danger.
It can. It artificially affects the tidal activity, which can cause serious dangers to fishermen and for other vessels using the water. But it's also a huge concern that there's been 8 or 9 million euros spent on this project so far, and in its unfinished state, it can actually be washed away and can be eroded by the tide at the minute. And it's just this economic madness to invest so much money in a vital project to just leave it to wash away now.
Now, we know there were question marks over the contribution by Donegal County Council and a difference of opinion at one point between the council and the government over exactly who had paid what. To your knowledge, has that been resolved?
It has. The council's met. It's cited a deal so far. The council has to pay 12.5% or an eighth of the project, and up to date the council has met that, and they've given a firm confirmation that with the funding, if the government lives up to their side of the funding, that the council will match it.